Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello. Enjoy. Are we live? Okay, well, if we're live, we're live. We usually have our intro music. Something happened. I think the place blew up. Yeah. There you go. Bring it right in, nice and close. So here, it's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and it's North State Now, and this is the Enjoy Hour, and I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
I can hear you, Rhonda. Okay. You might not be able to hear yourself, but that's okay.
Yeah. I'm hard of hearing anyway.
Yeah, right?
No big.
So you might take your headphones off if they're not doing anything for you, because then you'll be able to hear me better.
Okay.
Technical difficulties. We work through them. We power on, right?
I might have to actually power off and power back on.
That's
but you
fine.
Guys keep going.
Yeah, we'll just
I'll
keep
power
talking.
Off and power back
we'll get
on.
It we'll get it recorded on, what do you call it, for the archive.
Yeah, I can add it in the archive.
Yeah, they do put them on the archive. Yeah.
Live and direct. That's what I said, live radio. Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's always a good time. So, Miss Rhonda, how are you?
I'm good. Happy March.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I hold within my hand the 222nd issue of Enjoy called Leading Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our largest issue we've ever produced in 18 years. And of course it's all about ladies, right? So if we were to do one on men, it'd probably be really tiny.
We have one about men for April, actually.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
How's it looking?
It's little? Not as big. No. It's not little, but it's not 124 pages, but it's over 100.
I was going to say, yeah, nobody cares about the men.
No, you know what it is, that women like to advertise themselves, I think, a lot more than men.
That could be. I don't know.
Yeah. Yep.
You never know. So anyway, lovely cover. I love it. It's kind of a nod to the past of Rosie the Riveter,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Who is that beautiful girl on there?
Well, if you simply turn to...
We don't usually know who's going to be on the cover.
No,
we let the
but it tells you inside.
Where?
Hallie Kay is her name.
Oh, I don't know her.
Oops, yeah. Excuse me, I just burped.
Oh my gosh.
I'm drinking a Coke Zero and it just snuck out.
That's a compliment in some countries, you know.
Dummy high class. This is just all high class.
Breaking the ice. All the ice is bright.
I just burped, so if you want to break wind, feel free.
Hey, that should be a series.
All the ice is broken.
Like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, right. No, I'd feel much better if you did. I wouldn't be so embarrassed.
No room for flashing.
So what do we got going on in this issue, Rhonda? I mean, there's so many pages. I mean, we could spend hours and hours just going on with...
There's a lot, and there's a lot of ads. So, yeah.
There is, but you know what? This, when we have these kind of themed magazines, the ads are kind of... They're somewhat as enjoyable as an article because
mm-hmm,
there's
because they are little stories.
Yeah.
These little third page ads are kind of like a little story.
You get a snippet and meet a lot of the business owners in towns, but and what they do and what they bring to the community, and you know, it's quite often you'll read through Enjoy and find that there are services that are available that you didn't even know were available to you here in town.
Yep.
Very interesting. I love it. As far as events go this year, we've got some good recipes, as always. I'm looking at this one, and that's Grandma's Fried Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Is that Terry?
No, Terry did the, suffrage angel cake. So it has a story about how the women's suffrage did a cookbook.
So is it sweet or is it bitter?
It's sweet, but it takes 11 eggs. So.
11 eggs, so it's going to be $300?
Yeah.
I was going to say, the suffrage cake, it's beautiful but bitter.
Can't make the cake right now. Eggs.
But there's a lot going on, and I just have to mention, on Saturday, it's the Sundial Film Festival back at the Cascade.
Yes.
I'm so excited for that.
Amazing.
I'm going to be going, and I'm excited. Uh-huh.
Me too.
Yep.
And so I just had Tyler Ferris, uh-huh. and I can't, I'm so sorry. Tyler.
Lock Amy.
Yeah, that, thank you. The Tyler twins.
The Tylers.
They were on the radio show with us, and that was great to hear all the stuff that they were doing.
Yeah.
Back in good hands.
Fun fact.
Great hands.
Yeah.
I have a movie showing at the Sundial Festival.
Oh, you do?
Oh.
So you got a submission, too?
Saw that
yes.
Who are you? All kinds of creative, right?
She's amazing.
Movie, dance, supermodel.
In our play.
Oh,
and
that's been.
Wow. Ripcord, right?
Yep.
Oh, you're in Ripcord.
Yes.
Oh, very cool.
And
are you the old lady?
A great applause at the end. It's so fun to watch.
Yeah. Because people fall in love.
Yeah. How can you not?
Well, I know. It's infectious.
It is.
I was telling him, and he already knew, of course, because, you know, whatever, but that I read an article that said Nigerians are the happiest people in the world.
I think that's
true. And it's
absolutely
not even close, hands down, from the report that I read, that it's not like, you know, it was a clear, close first and second. It wasn't. Nigerians just have an error about them. And so I have met several Nigerians in probably the last 6 months, and I've brought that up to all of them, and all of them are aware of it, and all of them say it's true.
It is.
So it must be.
We got an award for that. So. Yeah. To the magic of Ripcord, I think everything that's just made Ripcord beautiful, such a beautiful experience, is the work that the directors have put into it, and then just how everybody as a cast and crew, it's like a family experience. Like, you know, when I'm in the scene with Holly and Cindy, it's just like, it's just magical.
Mm.
And whatever creative flow that has come out from me is been as a matter of the help. The joint work that I've, the chemistry, how mm-hmm. we bounce off each other, that has just helped me, mm-hmm. you know, get to that point. So I owe it to my cast members. I owe it to Cindy, to Holly, to Aaron, to Alejandro, to Seth. It's a beautiful,
Oh, how sweet.
And you know what? I saw that at
so
the
you have through. To be, you have to be
when
nice
you guys,
too.
When you guys were doing the read through,
yeah.
I saw that magic already, like the first time you were reading the play together. It was really weird. Like Cindy and Holly have some kind of weird connection.
Yeah.
And they met on Steel Magnolias. They were both in Steel Magnolias. So they haven't known each other for that long. And they have some great connection. And then bringing you on, and I was cracking up when you were doing the read-through. It was just hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah. I think one thing I also enjoy about being on Ripcord is I get to really show up in my most authentic self. The director gave me the creative freedom to bring my cultural heritage into the nuance of the character
okay.
I play.
That's
so,
cool.
So there's a point where, not to give anything out, there's a point where like the characters, my scene partners pull a prank on me, and then I just go full on like expressing myself as an Nigerian, like, what is this? You know, so it's beautiful. I've really, really enjoyed that opportunity. So
well, that's so cool. That's another little caveat and secret about you.
Yep.
So cool. So make sure that you get your tickets for the March 22nd Sundial Film Festival. Again, starts at 2 p.m. and goes to there's a 2 p.m. showing and a 7 p.m. showing. So you can do one, but I suggest that you probably do both. So it's nice that they have an earlier, because there were over I can't remember how many submissions they said there were, but there are 20 films in the series that they're going to be offering.
Gosh. The number 100, sort of.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Yeah,
and they were so excited to have all of those.
And the reason why we haven't been able to do it for last year we couldn't do it because they didn't get enough submissions. Mm-mm. So,
which is wild. But
but I think it's because, you know, Tyler's a filmmaker.
Well, and both Tylers are
filmmakers.
Yeah, Tyler Lockamy did that movie.
Right.
With Dresden
Sun, wasn't
Dresden
it?
Sun,
yeah.
It hasn't been released yet.
No, they're still in post-production.
I know, but I'm super excited because it's a sci-fi thriller, yes. And I'm all about that.
His first one, have you seen his first one? It's on. I think it's on Netflix. You can buy it.
I don't, yeah. What's
like
that
the
one?
First, oh, what's the name of it?
It'll come to
gonna
you.
Shoot me.
It'll come to you.
Well, we should probably introduce our guests. Since
no.
We're going to be talking
no.
about this.
No. Let's we have 1 minute. We'll take our first break, and then we'll bring him out. This is just like a, this is all freestyle.
Freestyle.
But I see here you have something too, right? Once upon a mattress.
If we have so much going on in the community. Makes me so happy as an arts director to see.
And why do I know Once Upon a Mattress? I know that
Carol
name.
Burnett.
Oh, okay. Is that
yeah,
oh,
she was,
okay.
She was Fred,
was
and then
Princess
she was the queen.
The,
it is. It's the Princess and the
Pea. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And she made it very famous. She did it when TV was first going, right? In the late 50s, early 60s, she did a live, she was Fred, the princess, and then and then Netflix did a version where she was the queen.
Yeah.
So she's come full circle.
Full circle now. Well, that's already been 15 minutes, if you can imagine, right?
Wow.
It goes by so fast. So we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll formally introduce the beautiful people that are sitting in front of us in this room, and we'll talk some more. So go
on radio, we're beautiful.
Grab a Diet Coke of some kind so you can belch with me, and some snacks, and we'll be right back.
We could sit me down. About time to do the dirty. Sunshine today, I've been a maze plan.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx bull riding event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backo, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Enjoy.
See, look at during the break, we're still going strong.
I know, we haven't stopped.
Big conversations. Lots of deals being had. Contract signed.
Yeah, booty.
Booty bumping.
Booty bumping.
Yeah.
Are we live?
Yeah. Yes.
Lovely.
Never put all these actors in one room.
I know.
Like, forget it.
No, it's weird. All busy trying to put our hand out and upstage each one.
I know it.
No, you,
I'm
right.
Yeah. My turn.
We usually have, there's been a camera for years here, and we're always live streaming on YouTube, but they just recently took that down, and I don't know if it's coming back or not.
Aww.
But there was no sound. It was just videos, or so people could see us.
Oh,
right?
Is it coming back?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because everybody was like, there's no sound, right? Because during the break, all kinds of stuff goes down.
I told you. I look great on radio.
You hear how incredible Dami is on air, but as soon as that break went, boy, he just got nasty.
Oh, no!
Dami's turning red.
So, my dear, why don't you introduce you can introduce all of them, or we'll just keep it a free-for-all, or you can introduce one other, and
I'm just going to introduce all of them.
Hit the road.
It sounds like we're going to just have a conversation with all of us together,
yeah.
Right?
I love that.
We had a third guest, but that person couldn't make it.
They suck.
And so,
sorry.
But they do good work.
They do really good work.
They do really good work in town.
Whoever it was, I'm sorry, I'm just being a turd.
Well, we're not going to say so nobody will ever know.
Okay, so we have Dami Lola Afolabi.
Yeah,
here today.
Can you say
good
that again?
Job. Dami Lola Afolabi.
Nice.
Yes.
Just rolls off the tongue.
Yes. He is here, and he's going to talk about Afro-Latino dancing.
Afro-Latino nights?
Nights. And
that clear, because we have moved on by a month, but in issue 221, which was the February issue, just left it. He's got an amazing spread, multiple pages in here.
Mm-hmm, so, model.
Yeah, so if you want to, if you have an issue and you haven't finished looking at it,
and we didn't invite him last month because he was in rehearsals for Ripcord.
Yes.
So he wasn't able to come. So I didn't even
ask. He was busy.
Star.
He was busy acting. And that was on page 42, Passion Rising in the Heart. So I mean, you can go back and look at it. You can also always go to our website and click on back issues, and read it if for some reason you don't have a copy and you want to, see the gentleman that we're talking with, because sometimes,
good looking guy.
Yeah, sometimes seeing is just as much fun as hearing.
And he's got such a spark too.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, also we have here Nancy Hill from the Arts Council, Shasta County Arts Council,
mm-hmm.
and Rachel Newman, also from the Shasta County Arts Council. And Rachel's going to talk a little bit about an event that's coming up on April 4th and 5th.
Okay.
The Cultural Cruise.
Cruising.
Yeah.
Oh, the cultural crew. That's right.
Yeah,
I forgot that's cultural crew. And so are you here just tonight, arts counseling, or are you also
and
here
axioming? I got two hats on at the same time.
Right?
We're going to make this kind of like the arts night because everybody here.
We're all arts all the time.
Artsy.
Artsy.
All arts all the time. It's very MTV.
It's
very MTV.
It
we
is.
Need to, So
Rachel, you just better jump on in, baby. The water's fine.
So, Dami, tell us a little bit about your journey, who you are, kind of like make your pages come to life for us. Like, where did your life start? What brought you here? To America, but then to Reading, of all places. I mean, I'm sure there's a story behind that.
Oh, man, if I start, we might have to make this into a series. But
Act one, scene one.
But to keep it short, so back in Nigeria, I was working in film and TV.
Okay.
And basically, in Nigeria, when you're in that space, you pretty much like wear like
every hat.
You wear every hat because there's no.
You write your own movie, you shoot your own movie, you star in your own movie.
Yeah. Kind of like the Tyler Perry template. You know? You know, so.
It obviously works.
You're better looking than Tyler.
Because Tyler has done very well.
Yeah, it's a good, there's a formula to it, you know, so.
But do you have a Madea? Do you have a Madea character?
No, I do not. I have a Madea character.
I love Madea.
I was wondering with Ripcord.
Yeah?
Like Madea character, Ripcord.
Uh-huh. Oh, that would be wild. When I arrived in Reading, because I'd visited L.A. previously in 2016. I was invited. So while I was doing my work in Nigeria, I was invited to be part of this program in Hollywood called The Act One. So basically, it's a group of screenwriters and producers who bring people from all over the world to teach them about the business of Hollywood. And so I was part of that for 3 months. I interned on the set of Steve Wolf, the producer of 500 Days of Summer. Mm-hmm. So I had a kind of like experience, but I was new to America. I didn't know anyone. So that was a pretty rough ride for me, getting introduced to that. But then it was that first introduction to America that connected me to Reading. Cause then I wanted to, cause my first background was in economics. So I have my first degree in economics, but I just
so ladies, again, not just looks, there's brains.
Oh my gosh, huge package.
But then my heart has always been about creativity. It's just like I grew up always just daydreaming and creating stories in my head, like never ending stories. So that's always just been part of me. So when I got to Reading as a Nigerian, so funny thing is people would invite me for parties and I would just show up in my most Nigerian self, like dressed to the nines, like I'm ready to party. And then I'll get there and people are in like shorts and flip flops and just talking. And I'm asking like, when are we dancing? And nothing is really happening.
So thank God it's flip flops. I'm in shorts and clogs and clogs. So I'm okay.
You're good. But that sort of like was the catalyst of the conversation where I was just telling my friends, like, I want to start a party. Like, I want to invite people. I want to show people how I like dance, and I just want to like create an atmosphere where people can feel safe and just be free. Cause I live that. I live and breathe like music. Like I'm always kind of like humming something everywhere. So I have a friend of mine, Sarah Vasquez, who heard me one day just talking about like, I really want to dance. And she said, "Dami, stop complaining. Do something about it." And she's Latina. And right there, I just had this light bulb moment. I was like, oh, why don't we create something where I bring my cultural heritage, like your cultural heritage. There's sort of like an overlapping experience with that. Like, why don't we create something and invite people to, it's an all inclusive experience where we invite people to come exchange cultures and also experience our culture. And that was what gave birth to Afro Latina Night, December 5th, 2020. It was during COVID, so we couldn't like announce anything. It was kind of like hush hush, but I remember that it was about at the end of that night, everyone that came left with the word in their mouth, like, when is the next one? We need this in Reading. We need this. Cause it was just amazing that people just came and just were completely just free, and just a lot of them were hearing our kind of music for the first time, and it's like, what is this sound? I love this. Like, I don't know how I'm moving my body, but I'm moving my body, you know. And then
you let go.
Yeah, you let it go.
It takes over. It knows what to do.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and so a year later, we kind of like scaled it, and then met with Todd Franklin at the park and had a conversation with him about like the idea. And I remember at the end of that night, Todd came to me and is like, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've never seen a night where people of all backgrounds, across generations, just come together and just let go and just have fun. No isms or schisms, just being themselves. And it's like, I want this to be a staple at the park. Mm. So that was what gave birth to Afro Latina Night at the park. And basically our passion is to just see how we can create a cultural infrastructure to bridge the cultural divide and invite families to connect through dance. Cause when I go to places, they say, oh, there's no culture in Reading. There's no culture in Reading. But I'm like, that is not true. Like, there's culture, but it exists in silos. Like, people are doing their things in pockets and just like they're enjoying their own individual experience. But what happens? What possibilities can our community experience when we create a space for everybody first to feel safe, feel honored, and then come show themselves? Like, I just feel like there's so much possibilities for Reading.
I think the United States or America in general has all that, you know, in it. It's very stiff though, and very, it's almost like there has to be permission given for people to let it out, right? I mean, it's within a lot of people. It's like you said, in silos, it's all around, but it here it's hard to break out. It doesn't have the same expression as a lot of other countries that are, you know, very expressive in that way, right? I think in your culture and stuff, you know, dance is a part of almost just every single thing that you do. And that's not something that's here, though it can't, it should be, and it can be. I just think that people like yourself have to tell people that they, it's okay to have that and do it.
Exactly. And that's what I've learned, because it took me doing this for about, this is going to the fifth year now, mm-hmm. and I realized that, oh, people are waiting to be led.
They are.
Like, they want to, they have the heart, but sometimes they get so, like, overwhelmed with the idea of, like, I don't know how to do
this. You said that, schisms, the judgment, exactly. Let it go.
So we have, so if you come to Afro Latino Night, we have this thing that we do every time. It's called the Greater Circle of Trust. Mm-hmm. So everybody we form a big circle, and then I start by saying this circle has three things, three values. It's love, there's freedom, and there's unity. Like, everything you do here is safe. You mm-hmm. have the freedom to be you. It's not about the technique or the form of the dance. You have the permission to play.
Just like, do it.
Just don't be childish, be childlike.
Yeah.
Like, so you have the permission to experience that. And you just see people's, you feel like you just see people just go, like the weight comes off their shoulder.
I've been waiting this forever.
And then the dance starts and it's like, oh, freestyle. You have the center. You are the star right now. The uh-huh. spotlight is on you. And they just let go. Just tons of like feedback we've had from people who came there with like trauma about mm-hmm. dancing, about movement. But after that experience, they just experienced a whole new freedom, a newfound joy, a newfound, you know, self-worth about themselves. So that's really one of the things that really excites me about what we're doing with Afro Latino Night.
So cool.
It's just the time. I mentioned one thing. On Juneteenth, he did an interpretive dance upstairs at the IOF Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew me away. The dance told the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool. I didn't know you then, and I didn't even know that was you until Kimberly told me. She was telling me that you mm-hmm. did the dance there. Oh my gosh, that was just amazing. I mean, that blew my mind. So, you're amazing.
Yeah.
You are.
So we need to take another break. That's another 15 minutes. We're at the halfway point already. So again, go fill up your cups, get some snacks, and we will be right back.
Wow.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake, or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
I'm Marilyn.
And I'm Abby, her BFF.
We're in Riverfront Playhouse's production of Ripcord by David Lindsay Abair, directed by John Welch.
March 7th through the 23rd, join us for this hilarious comedy about feisty elderly women, us,
who become roommates in a retirement community. See how our comic, playful rivalry leads to a series of funny and unexpected pranks.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by this station and these amazing pro arts businesses.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I think if we danced with Demi, we probably wouldn't have diabetes.
Probably.
You should come dance with Demi.
We're going to dance the diabetes away.
A class for diabetics, Demi.
Okay, let's go. Let's
oh, we have good class.
Let's go. Let's go.
I
have a beat.
I got a spot. We can go dance.
We don't have the camera.
Hey, now flex a little bit. To the right. Now, wave it.
Do you do any kind of, like gym training dances like that?
I have something in the works.
That's great.
Yes.
Do you do things with Bobby Milhouse?
Yeah, we had a dance class last year. Yeah. But I'm working on a dance fitness stuff once.
Early
year rush has gone down. Like, I'm going
to
put my.
We need to have him at the arts council.
If I'm
going to
huff and puff, I want to do at least having fun.
He's a downtown guy. Okay.
All right. So, again, this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. North State Now with James Mazzotta.
And Rhonda Alvey.
And we are with Enjoy Magazine. And we have lovely guests. And I love tonight because it's so not stuffy. It's just freestyle, right?
It's a good night.
So this utility truck pulled in front of the window with big bright flashing lights, right? And so then, of course, our producer can totally feel it and see it and set us all off. It was like a disco in here.
Our own Tay-Tay dance party. So I think we're going to go to Rachel and have Rachel talk a little bit about the cultural cruise and, tell us about it.
The Redding Cultural Cruise. It's going to be taking place April 4th and 5th. So the 4th is actually First Friday, and if you're familiar with downtown, we usually have a lot of special stuff for First Fridays, and all the businesses will have specials. So we wanted to kind of tie that in.
And just so we're clear, the Cultural Cruise has nothing to do with Cool April Night.
No, nothing.
Okay.
Because the word cruise, right? Yeah, I've been in the Cool April Nights realm for the last 3 weeks prepping. And so when I hear cruise, all I think is cars.
We're setting off the month with a cultural cruise.
Cultural cruise. Okay.
We didn't just name it. Was it?
No, I think it's a good name. I just want to make sure that
free
you
arts council.
You just didn't work like kicking something off and,
Well, we are, but not. We're kicking off culture.
Okay.
Yes.
If you've never participated, this year we have almost 20 businesses and organizations doing it, and you can get your passports starting April 1st. You can either pick them up from the participating businesses, or you can download it off our website, and if you go to our website, ShastaArtsCouncil.org, you can see all of the businesses that are participating. And you cruise around on those 2 days, get your stamps, and we have a bunch of really fun prize baskets that people have donated a bunch of stuff. And you get entered to win. And this year, we have the QR code scavenger hunt. So some places will have a QR code.
And you can get extra.
You
know what? That actually is really smart. Because as a business owner, when I had Enjoy and stuff, sometimes it was a little difficult to have to accommodate. If you were doing something and had something else going on all at the same time to do a punch or a stamp or whatever. But if you have that QR code, then everybody's independent to find it and scan it. And it works.
Yes.
And it's really fun. Arts Council. Tell them what we're doing at the Arts Council.
Oh, yeah. So at the Arts Council, on top of Cultural Cruise, we have our own special things. We will be opening our gallery, Living with Fire, and that's actually guest curated. And there's three stops. It's us, NVAL over
North
at
Valley.
Caldwell Park.
North Valley Art League.
Mm-hmm. And the Reading Airport will also have some of the artwork up, so... That's fun. And
inspired by
Living with Fire.
Fire.
Yeah. Oh my
something
gosh.
We're familiar with.
Yeah. Something we know.
All kinds of things conjured up with that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And we also have the Red City Zine Fest and Music Festival that will be taking place upstairs in our building on Saturday. They have a free artisan market, and definitely come in and check it out because there's so many wonderful artists, live music, poems, poetry. It's going to be really great.
And then they break into some indie music, right? Bands.
Yeah. So during the night they have, they're calling it Red City Music Fest. They got a couple different bands both nights. Those are ticketed events, so you can actually get your tickets for those too.
Gonna be fun.
That's a lot.
It's gonna be fun.
And that's not even it. We're doing Hops and Shops with Viva on Saturday too. So.
Oh, is that time already?
Yeah, Hops and Shops.
That one. I'm sorry. I'm going. I will miss that one. I loved Hops and Shops.
Yeah.
It's a really good.
It is.
For businesses. It always translated really well for us at Enjoy.
And we think coupling that with the cultural cruise and everything that's going on, it's going to just kind of marry.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah. We want tons of people downtown. Yeah. We want Demi dancing. You know, we got things things going on.
I feel like 10-year-olds. The same day, too.
Yeah, that's right.
April 4th. Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll be at the food truck park. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Anything else, Ray?
For April, no. We do have our Boots, Booze, and Balladry coming up in May. And Nancy, I think you know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I'm all about the booze. get my boots on, do some kicking.
Boots, Booze, and Balladry. It's
kicking off the rodeo month. You know, May is rodeo month in Shasta County. We've got Cottonwood Rodeo and then the Reading Rodeo, and we're excited about Yeehaw. Get your Yeehaw on.
Yeehaw.
And we're going to be doing this
You should
fundraiser.
See his belt buckle. He's already ready.
I think I'll have him do line dancing. Yeah. So people dressing in their happy rodeo regalia, wear your bandana and your hat and anything else that you feel like wearing. And it's a fundraiser for the Arts Council. We start at 7, go to 9. We're going to have cowboy poetry. We're going to have wonderful music, you know, Western and country ballads and yeehaw. And then line dancing, and it's going to be at the Arts Council.
Upstairs,
we'll have desserts there for everybody to enjoy, and then they get their first free drink, and then belly up to the bar boys, and it's going to be a lot of fun opening rodeo season up.
And it's ticketed, and there's a certain amount of tickets that you can sell.
Yeah, exactly. We can seat up to 100 people, and $50 a ticket, $40 if you're already an arts patron through the Arts Council. Yeah, and we're excited to do it. We're trying to add some more fun events with the Arts Council. We always help other people manage theirs, but this is going to hopefully turn into our kind of fun time, and it'll move right into Riverfront's show,
Tohidoo,
which is also a Western-flavored show.
It is based on the Reading Rodeo. It's a play that Lisa Collins wrote, and it's going to be amazing.
So we're just doing rodeo. So we're doing cruising in April, rodeo in May.
Yep.
And then
it's too hot to do anything.
And then it's too hot to do anything, and we'll sit upstairs with a fan on.
I know.
and lots of popsicles.
So tell us about Axiom. What's Axiom got going on?
Well, everybody always asks me about the fire. We're not back in the theater yet, but we're mitigating. We're cleaning out. We just the restoration company's going to start on doing all kinds of clean out. And in that situation, we're remote. So we open Once Upon a Mattress, which is the musical story of Princess and a Pea. And any of you who know Carol Burnett know this show. It started her career off. She was the princess, and then she was the queen. So she's had
I love Carol Burnett.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, Carol Burnett. I love that woman. Anyway, and it's very funny. They open on Friday at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, which we're really excited because it looks like a castle in there. For those of you that don't know maybe where that is, it's where they hold the Madrigal dinner every year. So it's where Axiom started too. We started first show there.
I was at that show.
Waiting for God.
You need to, if you haven't been, we need to somehow get you tickets to the Madrigal dinner this year.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, I haven't been.
Yeah, so it's a process from Shasta High School that's been going on for as long as I can remember.
I was in the first show.
Were you?
Yes.
God, what year was that?
1979. December.
So they use the Pilgrim Church, and it's singing, but it's all high school students, and they serve dinner, but they do it all in the theme of what period is
Elizabethan
that?
Now. It was medieval the medieval period, yeah. When we started it, but it's up to Elizabethan now. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Very
so everybody's cool. In costume and character. Yeah. You know, that's the whole thing is the kids aren't supposed to break character. They have to speak in the tongue and, you know, people will try to trick them all the time with, yes. Like, here, take the picture of me. And then they'll be like, you know, what is this thing? I have never seen this before. You know, explain this to me. Yeah. You know, kind of. It's really fun. Yeah. And then they serve you dinner. And
I think Gavin threatens them within an inch of their life not to break character.
Yeah. I know, well, right? But it is really beautiful. And
it's wonderful.
Magical.
It is.
Magical.
Yeah. And we saw the Victorian dinner at Enterprise. There's a lot of cool things. High schools do
a lot of really amazing things.
Yeah, really
things.
Cool
yeah.
things. Yeah. Club kicker and all kinds.
That would be something that I think you could, I mean, if you get introduced to the right person to be able to infuse something in one of these really great organizations, right? Do something a little bit unique and different, you know, and work with them to change it a little bit.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
You know, for a season or two and see how it goes. Because, I mean, there's a lot. Our high schools do have a lot of really unique programs
when
it comes to theater and music. And
we've got a lot of talented people here, too.
We do.
Yeah, we're so lucky.
Guess what time it is? It's time for another break. Yeah.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Break me up.
She's sitting there singing about chocolate. And with
I know.
Half
we're all diabetic.
More than half the table is diabetic. We'll be right back.
Do it now, never too late to try. Lose your inhibition, let your inspiration set you free.
Goldenleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldenleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldenleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
We're back.
It's like a Barry White.
Here we are.
Exactly.
Here we are in the final hours. And just thinking of what a great show it was earlier tonight. It's not over.
Is it 2 a.m. yet? No.
Not over. We still have a good 10 minutes, 12 minutes. So what else are we going to talk about?
So we have a theater coalition.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Rhonda's part of that with.
Is this something new? Yeah.
No, actually, I started it when I first became the director at the Arts Council because I just felt like we needed to unify. And we have several coalitions to the Arts Council now. We have the Spoken Word Coalition that gets together once a month. Rachel's part of that, and it's really fun. And then Tyler Ferries is on our board, and he started the Media Coalition. I don't know if, Demi, if you participate with them in that. But
I'm in the Facebook group.
Yeah, so that's Tyler Ferries, and Tyler Lockamy participates in that. It's a big group of people that get together once a month. And then our dance coalition is sort of like here, so that's why we need to talk. It's sort of like here right now. It's kind of morphing.
The moment you think you have it, everybody dances away.
Yeah, they all go away. They dance somewhere else. And then the theater coalition. And so we've got some fun summer plans.
You know what? And it's pretty cool because there's a lot of theaters here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And at least eight.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we have quite a few.
Can you name them?
Riverfront, which is our oldest theater. They've been around 40 plus years now, right? 43.
Yeah. Almost 44, yeah.
Right. And then the Cascade Theater, they started a program when they did the renovation. John Truett was part of that. And now that's run Tara Ferries is the producing stuff there. They do a couple of shows a year at least, maybe two or three. And then we started Axiom in 16. And then there's RPAC, which is Reading Performing Arts Center. There's Stage 44, which is this little cute theater up in Shingletown, and they cater to seniors and to kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they do one or two senior productions a year and then a couple of kids shows a year, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then New Stages, and they've been around. They're probably the newest one of the bunch.
They started around 2000.
Oh, no, they haven't been around that long.
2001, because they started kind of at Riverfront during COVID.
Oh, so that was 2020.
I mean, 2020, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, and then, there's one more round. Oh, the Arts, which is down in Anderson. Mm-hmm. There's an arts group down in Anderson. They call themselves Arts. Anderson Reading Theater Society. And they mainly work on providing scholarships for high school students interested in going into theater.
Hmm.
And then who am I forgetting? I feel like I'm forgetting somebody.
That's all right.
If I am, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think you got them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So quite a few. And then a lot of high school programs that do musical theater and theater. So it's very rich in theatrical opportunities.
And we just kind of figure out, you know, we kind of talk about, you know, what's working at your theater, what's not working, and maybe what can we do as a group to, you know, to promote each other. We do promote each other. Like we have at Riverfront, we have in our program, we have QR codes for all the theaters in our coalition and what's going, and it takes people to their website. So that is really nice. Yeah.
We're going to do the summer passport too.
Which
is really cool. It'll be similar to the cruise where everybody gets a passport and every theater company they visit to see a show, they get a little stamp, and at the end, they get valuable cash prizes.
Yes.
They have an opportunity to win some tickets and
you
all
get
kinds
six
of
dozen
stuff.
Eggs.
Well, you know that nowadays is it is. We're going to start raffling off eggs. I think
I have to tell you a funny story.
Right.
So my daughter just sold her house in Corning, and they're between houses. They can't get into their new house for another week, so they're staying at my house. and
cool.
It's my daughter and her husband and two children, and I have a 1,500 square foot house in a 55 and older community. So it's not real fun for little kids.
Well, it's also breaking the law.
And yeah. So anyway, so my daughter, they had in Corning, they have chickens. They lived on 10 acres, and so when she came to our house, she had over 40 eggs. She said, here's my rent.
She didn't bring the chicken.
No, the chickens got to stay in Corning until they get to their new house. So,
okay. Yeah, here's my rent. Yeah,
right. Another person I can buy eggs from.
Yeah. So,
my chickens just started laying yesterday again. My chickens take a break.
They get cold.
Yep, I don't give them the light, I let them molt, and then I let them recover for a little bit of a season. But they just started kicking in again.
That's kind of you.
Yeah.
Speaking of coalition, one of the things we're working on right now is the So Much More Dance Challenge. So the idea is to get a group of people, Reading locals, across different generations, so across all ages. And so the challenge is open to 20 people, so 20 slots. Right now we have 12 people already signed up, so there's slots for 8 more. So the idea is to use the fun cultural dance to show the beauty of Reading. So every month I'm going to teach a routine, and then we're going to go to different parts of Reading and film it, and then edit it together, and then put it online. So it's the So Much More dance challenge. So we're working on that because we want the world to see the beauty that the North State has. So that's one of the things we're working on.
That
really does sound like
fun. We're also hoping to do more programs with schools here.
Okay. So you're already working on that.
Yeah, we're hoping to be connected with the right person that can connect us at EJOY. Because right now, we just became a nonprofit, 501c3, so we're looking to, just do programs and not just like social events, but also want to do programs that can help young people. It's a known fact that young people are dealing with a lot right now, like with mental health, and dance is something that contributes to the wellness of the mind. So, and we want to use the transformative power of dance to help our youth, you know, get a good emotional balance. So, so we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for people that can connect us with the right person to make it happen. And, so for events too. So, you know,
so if you're interested. We have 2 minutes and 55 seconds left. Tell us what is the best way for somebody that may be listening that wants to reach out to you and talk. How would they do that?
Can I give a number? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you
can. Oh, yeah. okay. Nobody's going to dox you. Everything they need is right here on page 46.
So you can call me or send me a text on my number, 818-442-5598, or send an email to ejoya, ejoya.org@gmail.com.
See, the nice thing is that everything that we're saying here is being recorded and it goes into the archive. So people that don't get what, you know, they can go back to the website and they can listen to the names and numbers that they want. So it's nice to just shout it out, you know, even if it's quick or fast.
Cool.
So yeah, very, very cool. Right. And what's the best way for people to find out what they need, or tickets for the cruise, or to buy them, or, you know, all that kind of stuff that you guys are doing, all 5,000 things you're doing?
Yeah, all the 5,000 things are listed on our website. It's ShastaArtsCouncil.org. I can spell it, ShastaArtsCouncil.org.
Okay.
And there's no tickets required for the cultural cruise.
Yeah,
no.
The cultural cruise, you can download the passport.
You can find my number on the bathroom wall.
Sorry.
That's a husband joke. Sorry.
I was going to say, I bet you can.
There's a price.
This is so much fun.
All right, so... Once Upon a Mattress opens when?
Friday runs 2 weekends. Okay. We're doing, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or just Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at the Pilgrim Church. Sam Bautista is making her debut as our first, her first show as an adult. Well, she's an adult, but she's directing adults. She usually directs children, so it's been a...
I was like, where's this going?
I know, right? Anyway, so we're excited to have her. She's doing a great job. And then we're doing, Antigone up at the Arts Council upstairs in April. So that's exciting. Emma Richardson's back to direct a show.
And that you can find out all that still information too.
Yeah. The Arts Council. Axiom Rep Theater.
Axiom. That's
Axiom Theater. So, and then Ripcord is last weekend, right, Rhonda?
Yeah, it closes on Sunday, and tickets are still available. Riverfrontplayhouse.net, and it's really funny, and we've had some great crowds. Sunday we had over 100 people, so that was awesome.
Yeah.
Funny show I'm hearing. I'm going to see it Sunday.
Oh, good, good.
I got to buy tickets before they go.
Awesome.
Well, that pretty much is a wrap. You guys are
awesome.
Thank
you so much for being here, you guys.
Absolutely.
This was fun.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate
you. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next month.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.